Hi, I'm Joel Martin with HFS Research. Joining me today is Manish Rai, VP of Product Marketing at SnapLogic. Hi, Manish, how are you?
I'm doing great, Joel. Happy to be here, and I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Yeah, well, we talked all summer, and we went into a lot of debates about the future of GPT, APIs, the need to connect systems. And we actually wrote a report on that, and that's part of our hot tech package that's on our website. And, you know, our conversations were so rich, I thought, why just leave them on paper? Let's have a real conversation about what Snap's doing and get some stories of how you're seeing this practically used by your customers in the field. And fundamentally, that's my very first question. Why do we need a solution like SnapLogic's GPT and your solutions in general?
Joel, as you have been seeing over the years, the pace of change is continuing to accelerate, right? We had the internet, then mobile, then cloud, and today Gen AI. And what's happened during this time is the amount of data and number of applications have just exploded. So if you talk to a typical enterprise, they'll have 500 plus SaaS applications and similar or more homegrown applications. And they're drowning in this complexity, trying to connect all these systems and trying to make sense of the data. So what SnapLogic does is it really unifies integration into a single platform, whether you're connecting to data or apps on-prem or in the cloud. And it really allows them and makes it easy for them to integrate, automate, and orchestrate the flow of data across the enterprise. We let them focus on what's important to them, innovating rather than firefighting.
Okay. One of the things that we talked about that really impressed me is you guys moved quickly into the Gen AI world. You really saw how, given what you just talked about, the complexity of those apps, data, integration, could be really, you know, go beyond automation, but add intelligence to it with Gen AI. And that's what really impressed me with your Gen AI builder, SnapGPT, and your integration catalog. So how do you see yourselves continuing to innovate and lead the market with this? And what has been the reaction from your customers on how they're deploying these to address a lot of the challenges that you just described?
Yeah, I mean, we saw the potential of AI before anybody else in our industry, and we have been investing for 8 years. And then when GPT took off, ChatGPT went from 0 to 100 in almost no time, 100 million, so to speak. We quickly jumped and saw the potential to simplify integration for our customers. So we launched our integration copilot that really makes it easy to create pipelines, document them, generate sample data, and SQL queries, expressions, everything, and really simplifies, you know, the time it takes to learn our system and start become a creator. And then our customers started coming to us and they said, you built a copilot. I want to build my own copilots and applications. And can you help me with that? So we created what we called at the time Gen AI App Builder. And it's really taken off. We have dozens of customers, many of them in production. And we are a big chunk of our pipeline is around Gen AI. And the reason is that before enterprises can take advantage of Gen AI, they have to really have modernized their architecture, a platform that can unify app data integration, get their data ready for AI. That's what people are struggling with when they pick point solutions that promise all this innovation and ability to build apps. They find they get bogged down in integration. Good news is we already have it. And then we are innovating at the pace of Gen AI, giving them connectivity to LLMs, vector database, utilities, everything they need to rapidly build these applications. And it's really taken off.
Now you're really empowering the IT organization with these tools. Like you said, looking at it from we're almost going back instead of discrete applications to systems design, leveraging this data across systems, the applications to really empower people and the employees to get more out of the role based on the technology that's available to them. What kind of business outcomes are you hearing from your customers that they're able to achieve?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you an example of one of our first customers to go into production. It's Spirent. And Spirent had two legacy platforms, one for data and app. So they picked us to modernize their architecture. They were able to replace these because they used to have an army of people come every 6 months just to upgrade and maintain those systems. And then they wanted to accelerate the pace of Gen AI. And the first area they looked at was sales productivity. So the customer was able to build a business intelligence solution, which took RSS feeds from Google Alerts, summarized them in the context of the company, in the context of their products, their competitors, what's happening in the industry, what's happening at strategic customers. They've moved on to summarize call transcripts and generate prospecting emails in the context of the customer, all that. Result is they're seeing 5% uplift in sales productivity, 90% reduction in cost of maintaining the system and total cost of ownership. And moreover, one interesting insight that came from it, they tried building in their existing CRM platform. And what they found is all these solutions are coming out with copilots and it's per user fees. So if you have hundreds and thousands of sales rep, imagine the cost if you're paying $20, $30, $40 a month. It all adds up. With our platform, they actually pay for consumption, how much they consume APIs. So their costs go down. I think it's going to usher the great software unbundling of these package software because you only pay for what you need. Typically, you're paying for those big packages and using less than 5% of the functionality. And now people can really unbundle all that.
Yeah, you've touched on two things in this discussion already that are passions of mine. One, getting out from underneath this all these subscriptions that we've bought for bespoke solutions and then being required to stay up with those payments when really what you want is an integrated system that empowers people. And that's what impressed me early on when we were talking was how Snap's roadmap and the tools that you're building on your core tools and all these new tools that use intelligence to help the IT organization and the business work smarter and deliver results is right there. And the other piece is just getting out from underneath all the legacy. So being able to use these tools to be more effective. And, you know, I feel that's what really makes you different. Do you agree or what am I missing?
No, absolutely. You hit the nail with that, because really what we are seeing, two motions in the enterprise, there's like tremendous need to modernize the architecture, migrate away from on-premises tools, and not only for integration, but others into cloud environments. And the second is tremendous pressure to accelerate the pace of Gen AI powered transformation, because, you know, I was looking at a report where companies are now, every function is allocating between 5% and 7% of their budget to Gen AI. And think about the pressure that's putting on IT. They have to leverage that budget to drive transformation, sort of maintain the headcount and increase productivity at the same time. So we are we feel like we are in the right place. We have the right solution at the right time. And we were fortunate to really architect a solution which speaks the language of APIs, JSON, and our data flows through it, which works really well for unstructured, semi-structured data that is being leveraged for many of the new Gen AI applications to unlock the next level of value.
So how are you helping your traditional customer, the apps lead or the CIO, really articulate that story to their business partners? Because what I like to see is, you know, the IT organization likes to buy platforms, and that's why they have a lot of challenges right now. They have a lot of platforms. Your story is all about getting the most out of the systems that they've bought into and delivering a solution. As you're working with them, how do you articulate and help them move to that next level of conversation when they're dealing with their business about empowering them with why this tool is different than buying something off the shelf again?
Yeah, I think in a way we have to do a more consultative selling in this, because we have to go into the customer and paint the art of the possible, right? We talk to them, hey, listen, based on the customers, the innovators who have been successful with us, what they've done is they've taken a very measured approach, but very rapidly, right? They want to modernize their architecture, build select a platform that can help with that. Next, to allow them to get their data ready for AI. And then they need a solution that allows them to build Gen AI apps and agents very rapidly. Look at a partner who's innovating at the pace of Gen AI, because LLMs are evolving, their APIs are evolving, vector databases are sprouting up everywhere. And you need new utilities to process unstructured data. So you need a partner who can handle all of that and the pace of innovation. And then you can get into ideation, and we give them examples of broad set of use cases we are seeing by function, by industry, and help them pick the low-hanging fruit that can be implemented, get them quick wins for them. And by taking that approach, many of these former data and integration leaders are getting promoted into AI governance roles and leaders of Gen AI. So we are helping them elevate the road. You come from RPA world. You saw how the role of shared services leader got elevated. They got a seat on the table by becoming GBS leaders, right? Global Business Services, and they went up the stack. You're seeing the same thing happening for data and integration leaders in this space.
You're spot on there. In fact, one of the things I look after a lot is low code and no code and more and more generative coding. But yeah, a lot of the tools that are being rolled out for those lack a true API, because as they move from legacy COBOL or C# or even Java into like JSON or microservices apps, they need to have an API strategy. And to me, this is an area where what I've learned about you guys from our conversations, from diving into your technology roadmaps, that's where you guys continue to think about what's going to be required for, as more solutions go back to a build cycle to really empower the business, is how to make sure all these things are still integrated, communicating with each other. But my question to you is, how will you stay ahead of all this rapid iteration that's going on with empowering individuals to create apps, converting legacy to traditional apps? What are you doing to stay ahead of the game there?
It's just that you have to move fast. We have made it mandatory for every team inside our company to be leveraging Gen AI to become more productive, be it the marketing function, finance, our engineering teams, customer support. So we are sort of drinking our own champagne here to speak, so we can move fast. And then we are reallocating our engineering resources to invest much more on Gen AI, because that's where the puck is, and we want to be ahead of that and repurpose our resources. And to the point of APIs, we have integrated API management into a platform. So every agent or app or assistant that you build that leverages Gen AI, you can publish it as an API in our platform, and everyone can use it and drive reuse from there. So that works really well, helps enterprises to scale these solutions. What we found early on is, like, many of the people were like enamored by LangChains, Llama indexes, and they found they are now hand coding. And then how do you get it to production? Who maintains it? Where's the observability? Where is the reuse of all those? So then they come to our platform, they say, oh gosh, what took me 6 months, I can do it in weeks, and I get governance, observability, all the management for free.
Oh, you're spot on there. In fact, one of the things that I think where SnapLogic, I think, is going to be essential for companies is they take a lot of their own Gen AI projects and they look to scale those from POCs to real enterprise-grade solutions. The dependency on using a solution like yours to facilitate the connections across their systems, their applications, their data sources, that's going to be essential to truly scaling POCs. And that's why I'm excited about where you guys are going. I'm excited about your roadmap, and I really enjoyed talking to you today. So Manish, thank you so much. This has been a pleasure seeing you again. And I'll see you soon next time I'm in California.
Thank you, Joel. It's always a pleasure speaking with you, and I'm looking forward to continuing to engage with you.